Hey, Cleansed listeners. Well, long time no talk, but we've got some good news. There are new Cleansed materials in the work, including some spin-off series and prequels. More on that as we have actual news to announce, but for now we have something different. I am proud to announce today you can start downloading my new young adult adventure podcast, The Mayan Crystal, a story about a 12-year-old Belizean girl who accidentally invokes the spirit of an ancient enemy that threatens to consume the rainforest. With the help of her ancient ancestors, her sister, and her new friend, a 20-foot talking boa constrictor, she'll go on a thrilling journey to save her village and discover the most incredible secret. So today, you can enjoy the first episode of The Mayan Crystal. If you like what you hear, please do tell your friends or anyone else, young or old at heart, and get them to search for The Mayan Crystal in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, and enjoy The Mayan Crystal.
Do you want to hear a story? It's a story as old as the jungle itself. A story about our village, Little Parrot, and our country, Belize. This is a tale of our ancestors, the ancient Maya who knew math and science so well. They built great stone pyramids and tracked the movements of the planets. Many years ago, our ancestors had miraculous powers, the ability to change into animals, and even to talk to the gods. But an evil man named Spectre tried to harness that power for himself.
Soon, I will be as powerful and everlasting as a god.
Spectre's rise could only be stopped by one person, a girl from this very village. Her name was Yaxtun, and she came from a long line of women called Crystal Keepers.
Once I place the crystal in this altar, your reign of terror will be over.
Step away from the altar, or you'll feel the point of my sword.
This was no ordinary crystal Yaxtun held. You see, this crystal could summon the mighty god Kolkolkan, a great eagle. With the help of Kolkolkan, the Crystal Keeper banished Spectre to the underworld, never to be heard from again.
Wait. Stop. What's happening to me? No!
But when Spectre was swallowed by the underworld, the magic of the world was swallowed up with him. The stories say that one day, the world will again be threatened by a great evil. And once again, the fate of our people will rest in the hands of a girl. A girl who does not yet know how powerful she will become.
You're having a bad dream. Wake up.
Huh? Kolkolkan.
I hope he was trying to wake you up, whoever he is.
Crystal.
Crystal? What kind of dream were you having?
There was an ancient city. There was this girl, Yaxtun. She called down the eagle god Kolkolkan to stop an evil man.
I dream about living in a house with a swimming pool. You dream about bird gods. Even when you sleep, you're obsessed with the old stories.
It's going to be my job one day.
Being the Crystal Keeper is not a real job. It's not even an actual magic crystal. It's just some ceremonial rock.
How do you know? The girl in my dream used the crystal to save the Maya people. Maybe someone will need to use it again.
Maybe you can summon the god of housekeeping to come and clean our hut. Now that would be useful.
Okay, okay. I'll go feed the chickens.
Tie up your hammock first. I need to sleep.
Yes, Aida.
And hurry up, it's festival day. Can't be late to hear the silly elders do their dance about the ancient city and all that.
They tell it to teach us a lesson.
Yeah, well, we have real problems. Those bulldozers and chainsaws get closer to our village every day.
Maybe that's why I had that dream. Someone trying to warn me about the danger.
Maybe you shouldn't eat hot peppers before bed.
Hey,
Here you go, little ones.
What's the matter, silly gallinas? Why aren't you eating? I know. No one understands me either.
How do these rugs get so filthy?
Listen, Zaida. Do the chickens seem worried to you?
They're chickens.
Maybe they're worried that the people doing all the chainsawing are going to force us to leave the village.
It wouldn't be so terrible if we had to move from Little Parrot. In the city, we could sleep in real beds and have a flat-screen television and watch novellas.
This is our home. It was Mama's home. Our people have lived here for thousands of years.
Our people? I've only lived here 13 years, and it's enough. Time for a change.
Change?
Papa!
Why would we want to change? So we can walk around staring at screens all day like your cousins in the city.
What's wrong with that, Papa?
Zaida, if you need me to answer that question, then I have failed as a father and as the village alcalde.
Those men are cutting down so many trees every day. Even the chickens are upset.
Aurela's finally going crazy, Papa.
I'm going to have a talk with their boss, Claude, again. I am losing hope of a compromise. They are greedy men.
I had a dream, Papa. I think it's time that I start taking care of the crystal.
I'm going inside to start breakfast.
Zaida doesn't understand. In the old days, the gods protected the Maya people, right? When the village was in danger, the crystal keeper would...
It is a different time, Aurela. In our world, we must solve our own problems.
But Papa, in my dream, the crystal glowed like the sun.
The crystal only glows in dreams and story time. Get moving, Aurela. And Helena, the storyteller, needs your help at the festival.
Ugh, Aurela, look at her there, all high and mighty. Angelina, the teller of stories.
I love her stories.
I still remember when Mama told stories. She was the best.
You ever wonder, maybe if Angelina had tried something different, you know, got another plant, called upon the right god, that things might have been different for Mama.
Things might have been different if they'd gone to a hospital, Aurela. They didn't. They thought that magical herbs could save Mama. But they couldn't.
Hello, my darlings.
Hi, Angelina.
Hey.
I see Papa Miguel has sent you girls to help me with the craft stable. Thank you so much.
It's Auntie Natalie in the city. I hope she bought me those new jeans I asked for. Hey, Auntie. Oh, yes, just another day in boring Parrot.
Aurela, your sister believes she's too big for Little Parrot.
She doesn't mean it. She's just... Ugh. How many trees can they cut down in one day? The village is supposed to be a safe place.
We've faced many threats from the outside over the years. We will get through this one, too.
Our people used to summon the gods to help them. Do you think it could still work?
Ay, Aurela.
But you believe the stories are real, don't you?
Of course I do. And your mother believed them with all her heart.
How did the ancient Maya get help from the gods?
With the crystal, of course.
Yeah, but we have the crystal, and it doesn't do anything.
Nobody understands its great power, but the stories say that in the right hands, it could summon the gods themselves.
Zaida says it's just an old rock.
What do you think?
I think it's not right that Papa keeps it hidden away. It belongs to the crystal keeper.
Which you're not. Not yet, at least, little Aurela.
But my mother was, and her mother before that. It's my turn now.
Yes, you come from a long line of crystal keepers, Aurela. But your mother was 13 when she got the honor, and you're only 11. A few more years yet, my dear.
Did she ever use it?
The last time the crystal was used was many centuries ago, when the conquistador General Mendoza and his men conquered the ancient city of Guelabalam.
Mendoza? Was he also called Spectre?
Yes.
I had a dream about a conquistador last night.
A dream?
I saw the crystal keeper, Yash Tun. She wasn't much older than me, and she called down Kukulkan, the eagle god, to stop Spectre.
Yes, it's said that ever since that day, that the crystal has been lifeless, nothing but a dull rock.
So why do we keep carrying it around? Why do we still have crystal keepers?
Because someday the crystal will awaken again, Its power will raise the ancient gods so that they can save the Maya people once again.
Like now, the crystal can stop the loggers.
Aurela, listen to me closely. The Crystal Keeper is responsible for great power. That power is not for children. It can help the Maya, but it's also very dangerous.
We're in danger now, if we wait.
Come now, friends and family. Let the festival begin. Soon, Angelina will recite the story, and we will honor the ancestors by telling the story of the Great Crystal.
Attention, out of the way, please, clear the streets.
What are they doing? Why are the men in trucks coming into the town? Papa, come back!
Why have you come here today?
What are you doing, Chief?
I told you, I am not a chief. I am Miguel Cañul, the elected alcalde of this village.
Either way, it's not safe to stand in front of our trucks.
This is a sacred festival day in our village. You and your men are not welcome here.
Look, Chief, alcalde, we have the authority to harvest the rainforest around this village, and your people keep getting in the way.
The rainforest does not belong to a company. It is for everyone.
The law says if you people keep interfering with our operation, I can remove you from your village. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Citizens of Little Parrot, this is your last warning. Stay out of the jungle. Enjoy your little festival.
Papa, are they going to destroy the jungle?
It's okay, little one. We'll figure this out.
Hello? Papa? Is anyone here? You think I don't know you keep the crystal in a suitcase under your bed? Ah, here it is. It looks just as it did in my dream. Except, it's dull, like a dead fish. The crystal! It's glowing! I knew it!
What are you doing, Aurela?
Saida!
Why are you in Papa's room? What's that you're holding?
Nothing.
The crystal.
Please, Aida. I know you think my dream was meaningless and the stories are silly. But look, the crystal is...
Is what?
It was glowing.
Papa's going to be so angry with you.
Please don't tell him you saw me.
Why not?
I need it. Let me take it. I'll be safe. I promise.
You promise? I know all about your promises.
Remember that time you borrowed the speaker from Auntie Nada's house so you could play dance music from your phone when Papa's out?
You swore you wouldn't see anything. And why is this place so backward that I can't use Bluetooth?
Papa's coming.
I'll get the crystal. The ceremony must go on as planned.
I don't know what you think you're doing, but I won't say anything. Go!
You're the best.
Yes, of course I am.
In the dream, Yashtun was using the crystal at the temple. There's no temple anymore. Maybe it's enough just to be here in the jungle?
You have this Seba tree.
Who said that? Oh my gosh, a jaguar! Don't eat me!
Your people used to think that this tree was holy. Is that why you can hear me?
You're talking.
Look at your hand.
The crystal. It's glowing.
Yes. You are the Crystal Keeper, are you not?
And you're a talking jaguar!
Only you have the power to summon protection from those evil men that are destroying our rainforest. And your village.
But how? What do I say?
Search your heart, Aurela. The crystal is waiting for you to unleash its power.
It's glowing brighter!
Good. You are connected to the ancestors. Now call on them.
Like Yashtun did in my dream. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Great spirits, we call on you. By the power of the gods and the ancestors, hear our pleas. The village is in real trouble. Kukulkan, I know you saved us before, a long time ago. You couldn't save my mom, but please send help. Your people need you. It didn't work. Jaguar? Jaguar? Where did you... Saida was right. I am going crazy. They're just silly stories. Huh? What's that noise? Where are all the animals going?
Saida, where's Aurela?
Nowhere.
Nowhere means trouble. Aurela! Aurela!
I'm sure she'll be back soon.
Was someone in my room?
No, I...
The crystal! Zaita, where is the crystal?
What was that?
I don't know. Follow me.
Papa, where did the sun go?
An eclipse? It can't be. Angelina!
The stories speak of this. The sun disappears, blocked by something powerful heading towards our world.
What is that? In the sky, it looks like... a ball of fire.
Something very old.
Everyone, get to shelter!
Aurela, where are you?
What is that ball of fire? The crystal worked! Kukulkan is here to help! What? Who is that?
I am finally free, released from the crystal that has held me captive. Spectre has returned, and he shall never be imprisoned again.
Oh no! What have I done?